Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. Presented by Belco Credit Union. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. My name is Darren Fote, and today we are podcasting live from the Tattered Cover Bookstore, one of the premier independent bookstores in the nation, with three locations in the Metro Denver area. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Tattered Cover on Colfax Avenue. I'm thrilled to be able to welcome Anne Waldman tonight. She's been an active member of the Outrider poetry community for over 40 years. In 1974, she founded the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics at Naropa University, what then was the Naropa Institute, along with Allen Ginsberg and Diane DePrima. She's published over 40 works of poetry, as well as numerous pieces of art, collaboration, music collaboration. We're going to see a little bit of everything tonight. It's very exciting. So please join me in welcoming Anne Waldman.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here. And I'm glad this bookstore is still with us and glad to see that you come and support it. So I'm basically celebrating and reading from this new book, Manatee Humanity. And this was a very hermetic project. About 3 years in the making, and it began with an encounter with a manatee in an aquarium in Florida, and it was evidently a female who was quite old and had been scarred from monofilament line and blades of motors and that sort of thing, and it was at a time when Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, was going to take the manatee off the endangered species list. And it's in this kind of ambiguous area right now. So there was a kind of vow somehow to include manatee in some sort of project that I'd be working on. So it's an investigative poem. It's one poem. It's a hybrid text, and that there are different kinds of writing, part litany, prose sections. There's a sort of sense of coming into evolution. It's meant to be read cover through, from the cover to the cover to cover. And what else do I want to tell you about it? It takes place in 3 days and is based on a Buddhist ceremony called the Kala Chakra, which investigates the nature of time. So there's a meditation on time. So meditation on evolution, on time, a kind of angry section, worried about all these, you know, islands of plastic gathering in our oceans. There's a litany section with two voices, and I'm going to have a friend, Elena Ferris, who's a writer and singer, come up and join me for that. And then another litany, which is the sort of litany of the manatee, and I will play some music at the end, written, composed by my son Ambrose By. So I'm going to start with a few little salient quotes at the beginning. And the manatee for the poems stands in for all endangered species. And the cover is this wonderful Kiki Smith drawing. And you see this wolf skin and a wolf conjoining or sympathy there for the wolf. So the wolf has a walk-on. The lemur has a walk-on, as do other creatures. This is from William Blake. Was living, panting like a frighted wolf and howling. Liga songs are received by the mermaid dreamings who live in the billabongs. It's from a text about the Wongo tribe of Northern Australia. And because the manatee, there are accounts of the manatee being confused. Some people think it's the origin of the mermaid. Manatees would come up with a lot of seaweed over their heads. And this is a variant of one of the Sir Patrick Spens ballads. Out and starts the mermaiden with a fan into her hand. Keep up your hearts, my merry men, for you're near the dry land. Out and spake Earl Patrick Graham with a salt tear in his ee. Now, sin we've seen the mermaiden, dry land we'll never see. So there's also a kind of preface introduction about the Kalachakra initiation ritual and a sort of explanation around the composition of this poem and some of the inspiration for it. And I talk about the idea of this Kalachakra wheel or time. The ongoing stream is our own mind, which in the Buddhist view continues through lifetimes. At its subtlest level, the mind is known as primordial, pure ground. From a parallel perspective, neither the intensity of our experience nor the dramas of our discursive thoughts and moods affect this clear light mind. Each stream of continuity is individual as well. And then the image of the radio. All radios are not the same, although their receivers work the same way. In this view, there's no such thing as a universal mind in which all our minds participate, but rather myriad unique individual pathways, innumerable possibilities. One of the poet Jack Spicer's metaphors for the poet is the radio. The poet is always on. And what is the mind of manatee was a question for this poem. There seemed something wonderfully cognizant and primordial and on in the manatee spirit, albeit at a less speedy frequency. I remember William Burroughs, he was sensing, maybe riffing on something Jack Kerouac had said, that so many animals seem to be in samadhi. He thought of this of his cats, and he often said that he would prefer the company of lemurs to that of humans. So this idea of all life forms are interrelated through their evolutionary history, and that animal and human minds are both participants in reality. We share the planet with many non-human temporalities. Minds exist at the quantum level, below the level of atoms and subatomic particles. As is said, minds never come from nothing or go to nothing. I visualize the manatee's realm in the shallow pool as a shrine. I perceived her less as a victim and more as a poetic deity, and I felt she had the greater sympathy for me. The manatee ostensibly has no use in the current world. It's odd how creatures, pacifistic, transcendent even, go extinct as human realms of cruelty, plunder, and war grind on. And why did my brain incubate all those long years? And why was it not using its genius to make fire? And why not in the making of which would stir neurons further? And touching the texture of stone, shaping hand to stone, putting marks upon it further? And why not? Why to further beauty in the making of art? And why in sound too, not making music all those long years? Sounds imitate what must have been the call of birds or of the body to internal hum and chatter and growl and chit, chit, chit and woo, 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 woo. Parts of the body convening together as alluvial, sounding alluvial, alluvial together in strange harmony or discord too, or in hunger, need, desire, fighting in all the discords of desire and wooing too. Signal distress, signal delight, signal the stark moon you see, an eclipsing of it. Signal distress, signal delight, signal redress, mistress redress, and holy moon, and cry when the moon disappears, returns, and celebrate by dancing. And why did not my brain dance all those long years? Would this not be in the frame of that incubation, in calibration toward gender, toward yearning, toward other qualities of size and gaze and color? How many thousands of years in between all and all, and what is human thousands of possibilities constituting, reconstituting thousands upon thousands? And why did not my brain incubate all these long years, not using its genius to make fire, cry for water with a parched sound? And why, how could it, with slow memory, without knowledge of itself, now growing, moving slowly, know itself? Why this the world keep silent within long, vast, still silence that grows into sound and sounding? Why did the brain incubate all those long years? Why not using its incalculable genius to make fire? My, what size you are, my hominid, and of intellect not strewn about. Why are you at the root of my word, Lanthanean, to escape notice? Why do you explore the periphery of Latere to lie hidden inside a universe with a hidden dimension one tries curling up inside of? What if and why? Old Awan, stone of irregular edge cuts another stone crudely. Stone of irregular edge cuts broodingly. Old woman, hold the blunt instrument to soothe thee. An Acheulean more gracile hammer flakes off stone, rue thee, and vocal in the cry of hunt, hunt, kill, kill, what, kill thee? Primate surprise, chieftain so named by Linnaeus, survival mechanism, self-recognizing, prosimian mirror neuron. She stood up, shrill, hurried conversation, expressing sorrow. Oh, snared swan, once in the mirror, backlit by sun, beauty, me, a snared swan. I excite you, gesticulate, modern heterosexist presumption not in place by candlelight. You are beauty, you. Moving up the ladder of this spine, and I a fragmented me. Do mirrors have eyes? With bestial affection for you, of kin but no matter, of purpose shatter. Would a shepherdess be in eclogue splendor if she could be but those cranial valleys and stars? Both by kin of this action, left hand lifts, kind palm open, hands free for greater locomotion out on open savanna, slope of beckoning. Now swing, turn, grab a kindred object, how you feel, attraction, hold, offer a mandible, heart. Cross-dressed body puts on syncretic pelt and moves as in a plucky mating dance, stabs at promise, tongue's word, stand up looking eye to eye, mirror, neuron, my grip around your legs, footprints at Laetoli, three australopithecines crossed a carpet of fresh volcanic ash, walking much as we do in two-legged gait, hip and leg gone much the way toward human form in place of what in apes suits them for swinging through trees, scampering all fours across a line that leads to man. They had decided to walk to the ferry boat now. The map of the lakes lay on the table. She picked up the book close by, setting the map aside, and she approached it now more closely. Now, looking at it, she was happy to see, and she did this quickly, lifted as she was by the title, the photographs within, walls, a superimposition of a she-wolf's face. It was a book by a friend, the name of a friend clearly on it, whose writing she admired. It was lateral writing, a kind of meditation on the detritus and refuse and vast sweep of time's ravage upon many great cities, diasporas of visible and invisible migrations, subsequent incursions that make their curious, desperate mark on the faces of cities. A photo of the friend stares out squarely, defiant, she might say, knowing him, but perhaps not, more certain of the credibility of line and mark and point, of puncture and fury. He was one to walk a lot. and comment he did upon the certainty of seething and exploding peoples, a people pulled to the maelstrom of survival, of them pushing and pulling, tug at this, what you say, string, a lifeline, and back streets, places by water, melancholy survival deals that dealt a raw hand. He had traveled to the undersides of them indefatigably and lived in the interstices, watching those cities below her imagination. What he had seen below the imagination. He had seen odd delineations of fear and seething and disploding, juxtaposed with mad delight of martyrdom, how implodes everywhere, the ethos by any necessary means. He meant they were crowded like rats or like the circumpolar head people living under the sea, ghosts consisting only of a head, ghosts waiting to be buried off the killing fields of Srebrenica. Darker districts outside Paris, where the trouble they complain of arrives from. She thought of semaphores. He was trying to tell her something with his signals, with his codes and flags, and where they might measure distress, distress could measure. Help them now, signal, distress, distress. It was words, words only now. Here, the ferry close by, within walking from their temporary shelter. He was of the words only school, then turning words to movies. Those moving pictures impersonating shadows, a moving pictures school, and movies, movies only. For you could tell in light, he would say, words, and he liked them dark, transgressive even. And what are you wishing on? I mean, working, working on, he asked. Chewing on the mammal. It was like an hallucination. First, the objects strewn about where they had arrived from, a book, a map, quadrants discarded now, a sense of the shelter and the departing from it, map cast aside, they would try their luck. His caverns of cities, weight of them in him, in her mind now. They had sat with their lunch on another ferry, Lago di Como, animal bereft, lithic underpinnings, and the writing they both did took you to those other places, waves on the Bosphorus, Istanbul or Cambodia. They both wrote as if in the grip of a fever. Have you ever had the terrible dengue? Because of urgency, survival, to describe the known world of any reach or stretch of imagination, the relative world of death and change, with the machinations of capitalism grinding away, charged and mysterious, brute force and decimation, deracination. Was her time irreversible? How many objects put to the test, taken apart, deconstruct them into their essential nature? Compassion! Name outliving the person who carries it as with a book, name, identity, person. And have you heard, he asked, of the continent of detritus, 100,000 pounds of petroleum plastic, twice the size of your continent. He was not American born, churning in a vortex, and the water animals under the intense burden of naming. How else we know them? By their sound, by their cry, struggling in the serpent coils of plastic, marred, scarred, and she wondered, what animals must be sacrificed to the colonization of time, to the colonization of cities, to the colonization of oceans, of planets? When science doesn't find something, she mused, two possibilities toward him in her philosophy, the not finding of something that doesn't exist, and the case of even though something exists, it can't be found. Do you know what I say of this? Not exactly the purpose. Past and future lives, who is to say they don't exist, even if you cannot find them? And he, there is a world, that is enough. Start here and purify the external environment. Start here. I began in cities. If there are sides, there is a center. The Milky Way has a center around which it revolves 1 billion light years across. She, Earth, you mean this book might be my center? She hoped, she prophesied, eager. Like to go there, he said, with you, he said, and picking up her thought like wind's cognition, said again what is unmistaken, torching men, lynching and summoning animals to the hunt, dressed in their skins with gestures and sounds from the vibrating larynx, sing of becoming them, being them, eating them, animals of trouble descent, or sewing the star flower shirts by which the birds would be brought back to human shape. And maybe I'll get Elena up here to read from this little litany section. So imagine these two voices, sort of not at odds, but overlapping.
If you could imagine, said again, imagine knowing elfkin, the imagine being a kind of animal in knowing,
she knows
or resumed
herself.
Knowing.
She knows
if
herself.
You might swell to it,
she is
imagining kind or heroic, but knowing
she knows herself
need in need
frenzy.
Be needed in knowing
sexual
of kind.
Priority.
If
she
not
knows
that kind,
herself.
Talking back in dream
counting.
That feels urgent and a bond
everywhere,
needed to be next
in
to
the
them
dream.
And what they know.
Everywhere,
scientists,
in the dream.
Pilots
in the body
needed to be next
of large
to them.
Elders, swimming,
but to know toward
animals,
yourself in. Inside or inside
to empathy.
The nature of time.
She knows herself.
All the breaths in one day.
She knows
resumed,
herself morphing.
Not
empathy.
Manifest by chopped up existence, anapest. Count what is gap between, but
abandon knowing.
Never calculating.
You are not
not
the
a pest.
Of that
take the measure.
Word.
Your winged
counting.
Chariot.
Counting.
Who can presume
counting.
Hero or heroine?
She is standing tall.
Over plural.
Stood up on
heterodox.
She is standing
the match
tall.
To go to locality,
together,
place,
standing
advantage,
tall,
service,
upright,
which is kind and thought
all
of no beginning.
Stead, in person
stead,
to stand up.
Or person.
Stand up tall.
Person that could move.
She takes
resuming
the
identity.
Worried look
person,
off her face.
Instead of and out of mind, instead of
she
condition,
looks it up.
Action.
She locks it
fraught
in
as
a music
conscious.
Box.
I would be hurried
she
now. I would not
up.
Crawl by.
Fragile
stand.
Skin
urgent,
in the
not
music
tarry.
Box.
Person and of all standing
tomorrow's
tall.
The thick skin
safe
she wears.
In metabolism.
A fur maid.
No end.
Will show
first,
the day.
Not
show
world,
the day.
Not sun.
Show the day.
Not something that might go out.
She's counting.
Yairi and Sulci mollifies her heuristic sense. Of person.
Do no slaughter.
And her brains.
Do no slaughter. Do not presume. Do not presume to slaughter.
Or his shapes in the gray matter, the white thinking.
She lives
resides,
for emotions.
You say in gray?
She lives for emotions.
I am the
her
doctor.
Passion
or
is not
I am
an
the
analytic
of all
mind.
Your evolution as person with smaller brain. Body,
eyes,
just
everywhere.
The right
eyes,
size.
Eyes,
or moxie
eyes,
to sound it in
eyes,
steep
eyes,
hills
everywhere.
And deep
everything
valleys.
Has them. Eyes,
literally
eyes,
held
everything has
in throat
eye
toward an
animal,
object.
Everywhere, everywhere.
If you could imagine of anyone of
dear
being
big or oil, get out of here.
That it might
dear
be resumed
big oil,
the future
out of here,
as
out of this picture. I am performing at you. Out,
give
out,
over to a way
and we're
to operate.
Watching you, big
navigate
oil, out,
how
out.
You might do no slaughter.
She is standing in performance.
Choose.
She is
and
standing
be kind.
In performance. Do no
draws
slaughter.
Down a bath,
standing tall.
Could
on
walk
legs,
and place a cup down about.
Saying
there
this
for
about
you.
Big oil out.
Then someone else
say
them.
This about
covers
big
you
oil,
with a soft
out. The musculature
could take
of
something
voice.
Out and move other utensils around and
memory lifetimes memory
draw
lifetimes
a deity
better
in
than big
the sand.
Oil be out
she
adrift
crouched in the dirt
beams
now
of light.
Terrified
gestures,
her not thinking externality
performs
anymore
all manner
says
of
again
speakings.
Herself
welcome to
alights
her
an externality placed in relative
to the
cosmos
evolution
you say
that she will stand
conditioned
in
a kind
for
of cartouche
female.
Haltingly
Nia
because
cortex.
Cosmos is free
Nia,
and disintegrating
Neo
how
cortex.
Could you ever
glowing.
Contain the child
glowing
in a war-torn
placental
all
mammal.
Of them
placental mammal.
That is no
she is
father.
Grasping objects
that is
now.
Again
she can do
again,
it she can grasp
father's revenge
grasp objects
and
now.
Suffering
study
the land
her.
Suffers
locomotion
and mothers suffer
commotion.
How, taking a seat again
commotion.
Every day's rationale
open grasslands
increments
open grasslands she
write
is
something down
with her breathing.
To resume
she is
and
soothing,
counter them
soothing with her
all attack
breathing she is
small,
soothing
medium
soothing. She is
large
soothing with her
on scapes
breathing
and spies
tuned
down
control
under
love,
you are one of them born
extra,
a fish
extra, nerves,
would naturally
nerves,
be
extra,
in water
extra
how
in the thoracic spine
that the environment
she is
agrees
oracular,
with your rebirth
performing standing
she
standing
only
in her
a tongue
spine
agree.
Open water
auto seconds
open
of suffering
water,
and eternity cycles
on
of
her
revenge
spine.
Thank you, Elena Ferris. So a little bit that there's a little building into the angry section. That
that's what they'll say about us. What were they thinking? Stupid fuckers. It was commodification fun hog time. Time modification time. Got on with time. We killed time. They fucked us over in our future time. We'll surely be more stressed in time. That's what they'll be saying. That's what they'll say. They got on with it. Saying about us going nowhere but going down, down, and us all with them. What were they thinking in their selfish minds? Us, us. That's what they'll say about us generations hence. How living then hence without so many animals hence. They ruined the world over in their sweet avaricious time frame. That's what they'll say about us. They let the animals die. They let the plants die. They killed the air. They killed the water. They killed each other. They killed language. Hum, drum, Paleolithic, where we could talk in sweet time notches. Well, that's over. Where did that ever evolve to? Then along 20,000 years of keeping time once, keeping time for it all time and all and moving it time forward and it the art forward and it humanity forward and now they want to kill it. Really, they killed it. Then along rim of Babylonian, rim of Egyptian, 5,000 years once ago, such progress. They kill all that too. And we resumed our talk after these excessive outbreaks, discussing the nature of calibration, how different times give the peculiarities and particulars of people and praxis and place and thought systems and become their own zones in this. We spoke of lustrations and the architectures of spiritual places, of constructing mandalas with colored sand and the women who dance on the precipice of eclipses, performance and ritual under arches, pillars that delineate the way we move as a chorus might. Open atriums, they are moving into the augur space, the place of frequent animal sacrifice. We're mere sidereal time, two passages of mean sun time, he cautioned, and that is relative. Both, he cautioned further, it's quite unconscionably relative. That doesn't explain, I protested, the way we brutalize time. And then maybe we'll play a little manatee litany. This is as loud as it gets. The manatee is found in shallow, slow-moving rivers. The manatee moves in estuaries, moves in saltwater bays. The manatee, in moving, moves gently. The manatee is to be found in canals and coastal areas. The manatee is a migratory animal. The manatee is gentle and slow moving. The manatee moves in slow moving rivers slowly. The manatee is completely herbivorous. The West Indian manatee has no natural enemies. The manatee has no natural enemies but unnatural man. The manatee is constantly threatened by man unnaturally. Man with his boats and plastic and attitude. The manatee often drowns in canal locks of man, man who makes no concession to manatee. The manatee often dies in flood control structures, man who makes no concession to manatee, nor cares of manatee life, manatee fortune. The manatee dies in collision with watercraft, man who does not protect the manatee. What steward of the earth is this unnatural man, man who makes no concession to manatee? The manatee dies with the ingestion of fish hooks. Man, who unnaturally makes no concession. The manatee dies from litter and monofilament lines. Man, who is rank in attitude, has no use for manatee. The manatee dies entrapped in crab trap lines. The manatee dies from loss of habitat claimed by man. The manatee is maimed by man. The manatee could be aided by man. Man, oh, aid the manatee. Man, come to the manatee heart. A manatee calf is born every 2 to 5 years. A manatee gestates for a year in the manatee womb. 8,400 miles of tidal waters could be for the manatee. 11,000 miles of rivers and stream could be for the manatee. 10,000 miles of canals, would they all be for the manatee? The manatee has more gray matter in the brain than man. The manatee is perhaps thinking archivally deeper than man. Ancient days of manatee, so many thousands of years. Manatee mind, what is the mind of manatee? The manatee has no natural enemies. The manatee is completely herbivorous. The metabolism of the manatee is slow, moves slowly. The manatee moves in estuaries, moves in saltwater bays. The manatee moves in slow-moving rivers. The manatee is gentle. The manatee offspring nurses for up to 2 years. The manatee learns everything from the manatee mother. The manatee mothers and offspring sing to one another. The manatee have large ear bones, chirps, whistles, squeaks of the manatee. The manatee in moving slowly moves gently. Oscillations of the manatee moving between manatee ears, ears of the manatee mother and manatee offspring. Manatee are our sirenians and live in the house of the sirens. Where are the human sanctuaries for manatee? Manatees, mermaids, sirens singing, moving slowly. The manatee mother and calf so bonded. Female manatee bonded with her just one manatee offspring. The manatee is found in shallow, slow-moving rivers. The manatee moves in estuaries, moves in saltwater bays. The manatee in moving moves gently. So that was the voice of the manatee, you could hear in there.
That's all for tonight's Author on Tour. I'm Darren Fode, and we have been podcasting live from the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Authors on Tour Live has been presented by Belco Credit Union. Belco has been serving members' financial needs since 1936. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. Stay pod-tuned in the coming weeks for many more authors as we podcast Authors on Tour.